Deadly coordinated attacks in Indonesia's capital city, Jakarta, have been claimed by ISIS. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What began yesterday with a bombing ended in a massive gunfight and a standoff. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says there were two unsettling things about this assault. First, it was a mimic of the Paris attacks. And second, it was Indonesians attacking Indonesians. But fear opens doors for private conversation. And when Christians are willing to engage in dialogue with their Muslim neighbors, fantastic things happen. And as you pray for healing in Indonesia, also pray for Haiti with Love's Burn Clinic. Eva DeHart says nurses are helping to save lives and rehabilitate patients back to health. For Haiti also includes a food pantry to keep the patients healthy. They help build houses and they throw a massive Christmas party, all with the hope of Christ as the backdrop. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. I'm Ruth Kramer.